A reading from the book of Numbers, the 6th chapter. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. The word of the Lord. Let us pray Psalm 8 responsively. O Lord, our Lord, how exalted is your name in all the world.
Out of the mouth of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens.
You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries to quell the enemy and the avenger.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses.
What is man that you should be mindful of him? The son of man, that you should seek him out.
You have made him but little lower than the angels. You adorn him with glory and honor.
You give him mastery over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet.
All sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field.
The birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever walks in the paths of the sea. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians, the 4th chapter. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir, through God. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 2nd chapter. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, today we learn to write a new year, a 06. It usually takes me several months before I catch on that it's a new year. And I will also admit that it takes me several weeks to catch on that it's a new month. So I'm going to be messed up for quite a while here with January 2006. You know, the name January comes from the Roman god Janus. And this is a god whose image was carved on those ancient buildings, often carved over doors and gateways. This god was the god of beginnings and endings, the god of comings and goings. This god was imaged with two faces, one looking forward and one looking back. a good image for January, I think, that this is a time of looking forward and looking back. We look forward and make resolutions and set goals and vision a new year for us. And we look back and pray over our winnings and losings, over our blessings, our joys, and our sorrows in the year that has been passed. Like Mary in the Gospel, who treasured all of these words and pondered them in her heart, we too look and ponder and treasure the things of our past and the mysteries of our future. And we join those shepherds who returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Their lives were made different because of their encounter with Jesus. And we pray that our lives, too, are made different because of our encounters with Jesus. The first reading that we heard today from the book of Numbers, that's part of the Torah, those first five books of the Bible that make up that Hebrew scripture. In that Torah, the recording of history of God and God's relationship with the people of Israel, it records the Hebrew concept of creation, how God founded this nation and called this people to be in a special kind of relationship with him, and how those people and their interactions with one another was a way that they were to keep this relationship holy and to keep that intact, the relationship between God and his people. And the reading that we just heard, that Marty proclaimed for us, is one of the many conversations that God had with Moses. And in this conversation, God tells Moses to tell his brother Aaron how to bless the people, using his name to bless the people, to call down God's blessing on the people of Israel. God tells Moses what words to use to bring his presence, or his that relationship that they have, to bring that into flesh in some ways. God uses Moses and Aaron and his sons as an intermediary, as an instrument. God uses a human person as an instrument to show his blessing, to make himself known to the people as a means to show God's loving relationship with the people. It isn't magic, that blessing, but it's the way that God said, this is a way that they'll know that I am with them. Use these words, bless the people. That human go-between is God's way of connecting himself with the people of Israel. Today is the octave of Christmas, and we hear again in the Gospel that part of that nativity story, the first people to worship Jesus, the shepherds, are seen returning back, returning to their ordinary shepherd lives. I can see them going away from that manger, going away from Bethlehem, looking back, saying, did what we see really happen? You know, just keep glimpsing over their shoulder. Looking back as they walk forward, isn't that a January moment? Looking back and yet moving forward. But this is what we're about too. And may we, in our January moments, be like those shepherds, looking back, praising God, glorifying God for all that we have seen and heard, and all that we will see and will hear. Do you think that they knew how much their lives would be changed? Not only their lives, but the whole world would be changed by the birth of that infant, that child that they had just seen. How different everything would be from that moment on. sometimes it takes a walking away from an event or from a time in our lives to see the importance of it or to see how God was working in that moment or in that situation. We need to step back and separate ourselves from the event by some period of time, and then we can look back and see where God was working with us in that period of time. Mary, in this story, was having a January moment, too. It says that she was holding and treasuring all of these words in her heart. She heard what the shepherds had said about the angel telling them to come to Bethlehem and see this baby. And I'm sure that the first thing that she thought is, yeah, I remember that angel. I had a conversation with an angel myself not too many months ago. But she looks back and looks forward. She remembered her own angelic conversation, thinking back over the past, and also, what does this mean for the future? Looking back and looking ahead, these words from the angel that were echoing in her heart and in her head, both past and future words and images. When God spoke to Moses, he told him to talk to his brother and then told the Aaron how to bless the Israelites. God spoke to Mary and told her how she would bless the world through the birth of her son. God spoke to the angel who spoke to the shepherds who came to Mary and Joseph and blessed the baby in the crib. Notice this theme, that God doesn't always go directly. God uses these intermediaries. A good thing to think about as we sit here on this first day of January is, how is God using you as an intermediary? God spoke to Mary through the angel. God spoke to the shepherds through the angels. God spoke to Aaron through Moses. God spoke to the people of Israel through Aaron, through Moses. How is God speaking to you? Through whom is God speaking to you? And who are you speaking to that God is using you as an instrument, as a way to bring his presence known? That reading from the book of Numbers said that God's face will shine upon us. His graciousness will be with us. He will bring us peace, and he will be kind to us. This is God's way of blessing the world. And God is using us to bless the world today. God is using you and I to bring that graciousness, that peace, that kindness, that presence of God to the world today. So we have our January moments too. We look back and we look ahead. We look back and look at all the blessings that have taken place in our lives. And we look ahead and we ask that question, how is God going to be gracious to us this year? I think that's a good question. A question that's filled with fear and hope. How is God going to be gracious in my life this year? There are a lot of January traditions that people have. I've noticed on every year there seems to be more television programs and magazines and all kinds of different media that do a year in review, that help us to remember everything that's happened in this past year and set the stage for a new year to begin. I lived for a while in the South, and there's this great tradition that on the 1st of January, you have to eat Hop and John, which is rice and black-eyed peas, and collard greens. And that's the way to ensure that you will have a year of fruitfulness and financial success. Now, I kind of pile on the greens, but, you know, I don't know. And I'm kind of staying away from the rice thing. But We have those traditions. I have a friend who has a January 1st tradition. He takes the calendar off the wall, last year's calendar, and burns it. That's the end of last year. And then, as he hangs up the new calendar, he prays that God will bless this year and make it better than last year. Now, I think that those are good kinds of things. We all have different traditions. Pat Beck told me that in her family, the tradition was that you had to eat cabbage, some kind of cabbage, on the first day of January. I think that's kind of the greens thing. And also that you had to make a pillowcase. Now, I don't understand what that would mean, but Pat told me that her grandmother would always make a pillowcase on January 1st. Maybe that's where those January white sales came from. But we have those kinds of traditions that we ask that God would be, bless our year in the past and bless our year to come. And God uses those human instruments to bring us those blessings, to work with us. But the best human blessing instrument is the incarnation, Jesus Christ, the holy name of Jesus. We can use that name of Jesus to bless and to be blessed. And think of the ways that Jesus is present in our lives, in the word proclaimed, in the bread and wine that we receive from this holy altar, in the community where two or three are gathered in my name. I am there, Jesus told us. In the fellowship that we share outside of this room, Jesus is there. In the beauty of creation, in our joys and sorrows of our daily life, when our minds and hearts naturally turn and we say, God, help me, or thanks be to God, in joys and in sorrows, all of the ways that Jesus is present in our lives, in blessing us, in shining on us, being gracious to us, and bringing us peace. Today is the first day of a new year. Some of us are very eager to turn that page to the new year and the new month and be done with last year. Some of us are less eager, not knowing for sure what that future will bring, less eager to move to that new calendar page. But in all, with eagerness or with trepidation, the name of Jesus is ours to hold on to call on for blessing. The holy name of Jesus is ours to use to bless others. Let our faces shine on others to bring peace and graciousness, to bring joy and gratitude, to bring that presence of God to the lives of others. And like the shepherds who now return home glorifying God and praising the Lord for all that they had seen and will see, we join with those shepherds, praising God for all that has been in our past and asking God to be with us for all that will be in our future. In the holy name of Jesus, we say Happy New Year.